Car Serum will begin in a moment.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This is Carcerum.
It can't be.
Aunt Godric? I mean, Godric's aunt?
Yes, yes. Aren't you going to let me in?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, come in, quick.
Thank you.
Why didn't you say it was you?
I don't know if you noticed, but there are dead people outside. I would rather not make a lot of noise.
Good point.
Karis, the door.
What? Why did they start again?
Oh, that's my fault. Well, mind that they stopped in the first place. Once the door was shut, the dead were blocked from the light.
That light is very bright.
Yes, sorry. If you can hold that door, big man, I'll turn the lamp off for a moment. We haven't much time, but I need to rest before we press on.
Wait. I know that lamp.
That was the lamp that didn't work.
Well, it always worked. Just not how you thought it should.
I'm Formosa, and... Who are you?
Oh, right. Formosa, Karis, it's okay.
I think.
This is Elizabeth. She is, or was Godric's aunt. She was the one who filled us in on some of the history, as well as got us on the path to Istin.
And Karis!
You're right, buddy. She's the reason we found you.
Yes. I will hug you later.
Well, I look forward to that.
How did you get here? Through all the Risen?
As I started to say, it's the light. The lantern, it keeps the undead away.
But look at it. There's no wick.
It's not a normal lantern. This is a dead lantern.
What an understatement, right? There's no wick.
It feeds off the energy of the Risen. When they're around it, the lamp is fueled by their energy and lights up. In turn, any of the Risen that come within the radius of the light become just dead again. Honestly, I never knew for sure it really worked until now.
I see. But how are you?
Not that we aren't thrilled to see you and everything.
Karis, here. Let me help.
No time for explanations now. Sounds like we have to start moving. Watch your eyes.
Where are we heading?
Out of town. That's the first step.
We must go.
I second that.
Aura, Formosa, get behind me. On the count of three, you two, release the door and step aside. Everybody ready?
Ready.
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 One, two, three... Go!
Whoa. It just collapsed.
Yes, yes. Stick close to the light.
There's not much room.
I know, but it's all we have to protect us.
I got you.
Thanks. That was close.
This way. Hurry.
He sees us.
And so does everyone else.
Run!
How?
Just keep moving.
What happened?
Hey!
It's Istin.
What?
Someone's alive?
How is he not dead?
Maybe he is.
Keep moving. Aura, look. It doesn't seem like Istin is dead. He's running quickly. None of the other ones are.
He's tricked us every step of the way. He fell behind before. There's no way the Risen wouldn't have gotten him.
Well, he is stopping them from getting to us.
Karis! Help me, please!
Wait!
Please, wait!
We must stop. We must get him.
No, it's a trick. He's got to be dead.
Even if it wasn't, there's not enough room.
Istin has never asked me for help before. And he wouldn't now, unless he really needed it.
None of the others are talking. He must still be alive.
Karis, take the lantern. Hold it high. It'll cast more light.
The dead don't seem to be attacking him.
Stay close.
We're here!
Thank you. I don't know what's happened to me.
Run around them. Get in the light.
Thank you. I don't know how any of this happened. And we have to get...
What have you done to me?
Hey, I didn't touch him.
Why did he collapse?
Look out!
Move your friend there out of the light, quick!
My pleasure.
Why won't you do that?
Oh, no.
Why won't you help me?
Move.
Seriously?
What?
Are you dead?
What? What are you talking about?
The undead can't touch the light. They get anywhere near it and they collapse.
And who's this?
Look, let's just cut our losses. I'm done chasing this mystery person for now. We don't know if she's even magic or what. Seriously, Vorlov, every time I stab one of these things, they just get up again a few moments later. There's no way to win.
Enough. We have a duty. We are completing our stated mission. We are Vigils. We are the protectors of this land.
From what? What are we protecting it from?
Look around. From this. From the evils of great power.
How are we going to do that if we're dead?
We need to get out of here. Why can't we just go find someone else who does magic?
Because we've witnessed magic not just once in an isolated instance, but twice. And both times, the same girl was there.
Look out!
I get it. He's not even armed. Look, Vorlov, it's dark, and we don't even know if your girl is even here. And if she is, then she's likely long dead.
Here, watch out!
Thanks, Vorlov.
This whole thing is her.
Fine! Let's find her.
But first, we have a situation to deal with. I think they found us.
Quick! The further we get from town, the less dead there'll be. I hope.
Harris! How's Istin?
Unconscious. But I've got him. I could carry him all day.
Yeah, sounds like the best way to have him.
Look out!
Don't worry, buddy. You just hold that lamp high, and Istin. I'll protect you. I think I'm getting better at this sword
thing. The light. It's getting dimmer.
There's less of them out here. Fewer risen means less light. We're almost clear. Stay close.
Aura!
And watch your step.
Here. I got you.
I'm fine.
The forest still seems...
So I was saying, why can Istin get so much closer than the others?
What do you mean?
Everybody else just collapses. Why is he different?
Is he really the chosen one? I don't know, because that would be... very disappointing.
The dead didn't attack him when he was alone, either. He made it to the light. They got in his way, but did not strike.
Great. So he might be the chosen one.
So,
No, Karis. He's not the chosen anything.
Well, I mean, it is kind of weird, don't you think?
Come on, there's a clearing up ahead. Karis, hand me the light.
Here. I see something up there. It's bright.
Up here. I think... yes.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Is this...
yes. It's a wisp's wheel.
And we'll be safe here.
Yes. They'll let us know if anything is approaching.
Yes, that's correct. Do you know about wisps?
I'm a Terran.
So you know more than I do. That's exciting.
Actually, we've all had a little experience with them at this point.
I see. Or they seem to be avoiding you.
Yes, we have a history.
Well, you'll have to tell me that story at some point. But for the moment, let us rest here.
Well, what about Istin?
Oh, I nearly forgot. Here, we can turn off the lantern now. He's the only one keeping it lit anyway.
Are they not after us?
Not specifically, no. And for now, they'll find easier quarry in town. Once they've exhausted the living in Don Wallow, they may start hunting in the forest, but the wisps will warn us long before they get here.
Where? Karis.
Shh, 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 shh. I got you.
I don't understand. Please, help me.
You're safe. I have you.
Don't leave me.
You just go to sleep now.
Thank you.
Well, he's getting more rest than all of us.
Karis, why don't you put Istin down? Take a rest.
No, I'll hold him, just in case.
Well, at least have a seat. You must rest too. Come, sit next to me. Better?
Better.
Elizabeth, can I ask you, do you know what's going on with Istin? Why is he different?
He is, to my best estimate anyway. Well, I guess the best way to put it is he is half dead.
What does that mean?
Does this mean I have to feel sorry for him now?
Well, how do you know?
The lamp. It's the only thing I can think of.
I think we're gonna need a little more explanation.
So I collect things. Old things. As regressive as our society can be, we don't value old things very much. I specialize in magic items.
Oh. And you just happened upon the lamp? Why haven't the vigils taken it?
I did not just happen upon it. Decades of collecting. You find all sorts of stuff. However, there is only one of these in existence that I know of. Magic items, as far as I can tell, aren't traceable by whatever means the vigils use. And their overwhelming fear of magic keeps them from understanding that. I've seen them blame objects for magic before. But mostly if they can't find a person and just guess it's an object. I imagine that's why they've seen most of the things I have and didn't give them a second thought. They'd never trace magic to me. But I'd die before I'd let them get their hands on many of my things.
Why?
Because their power in the vigil's hands would be the death of thousands. Families, children, the unborn. If they detected magic, they'd kill whoever they needed to. They'd commit mass murder to rid the world of magic.
They kind of do that already.
Well, that's true. But I have a few things that would be even worse. Plus, I'm a crazy old widow, so nobody cares what I have to say and nobody bothers me. It's unfortunate and sad, but in this instance, I'm happy we throw away everything old. It means I can exist with my magic lamp without any hassle.
So, you just happen to have this lantern with you and we're at the tournament. I don't buy it.
That would be crazy. I had lots of my things with me. I'm old, I'm not stupid. But sadly, when the dead got up, I had to leave most of my things in my tent at the tournament. Except the lantern.
Okay, but why did you have so much stuff, and why were you there?
You have got to be smarter than that. I've been following you since you left my house.
What? Why?
And how? We haven't seen you.
Well, the why. Because what else was I gonna do? You just told me my only remaining family was dead. You were following the prophecies and the world has been going to the dung heap.
But why not travel with us?
I don't know you. You could have been anyone. You told me my family was dead. You could have been bad for the whole world. I was not about to travel with strangers.
Well, that's fair.
I don't care if it's not.
I'm glad we met you.
I'm still deciding.
But how? How did you track us?
Chauncey.
Your bird? He followed us?
No. Around your neck. The charm I gave you.
You're telling me.
That I've been able to follow the charm. So, it's really all your fault I'm here.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Well, joke's on you all then. Because that means I saved us all. I'm a hero.
I guess you are.
So what now? What about Istin?
I told you. Half dead.
We don't know what that means.
Well, let's see. It means he wasn't completely dead when the magic hit. But he wasn't exactly alive either. You know when you cut off the head of a chicken, it'll still run around? Or a person will still blink?
I'm really upset that I know both of those things to be true.
He was like that. No one would consider that alive. He had already died, but he was not all dead.
All right. I guess I can follow that.
It's all kind of a guess, but that's why he is like he is. He still has his mind and his wits about him for now.
So, he's alive?
No, he's dead. And like the chicken, I believe he will become totally dead eventually.
But we can fix him, sew the head back on.
I'm sorry. I don't think it works that way. He's never coming back.
Oh.
I'm not worried about him. I'm much more worried about the necromancer.
I knew it.
I have never heard a first-hand account, but there have always been old stories. The amount of magic it would take, it's almost beyond belief, but I don't know any other way to explain all of this.
But why would they do that? I mean, magic is sought after and destroyed. They might have been in hiding or something. Why would something that powerful use magic? Why then? Why there?
I don't know. But whoever it is must be plenty angry. I doubt they appreciated Aura's magic back at the village.
My magic?
Yes. It was you, wasn't it?
But how did you know?
When you all visited me, when you entered my house. Well...
Okay, what's your deal? Spill it. I'm sorry, I was trying to be lighthearted.
I have a bell. Well, kind of a bell. It rings anyway. At close proximities, it can detect magic. So, I knew.
A bell? Is it here?
Heavens, no. I could never, ever risk it falling into anyone else's hands. It will never leave my house as long as I'm alive.
Why didn't you say something?
It's always safer to not know you have magic. And once you told me about my nephew's family, I figured maybe you just didn't know how to control it.
But how did you know it was me at the tournament?
Lucky guess. I played the odds and it seemed to have paid off.
I think it was me. I don't know what I did.
Well, that's very exciting.
I think that's our cue. It's time to go.
Wow. Best alarm ever.
Karis, do you have Istin?
There's a cottage at the top of this hill. It should be deserted. I used to trade with its inhabitants years ago, and I'm sure they're long dead. Watch your eyes. Follow me.
Thinking. That's another good idea.
No.
This way.
Oh, thank the land.
Hurry!
Things are getting bad up here.
They're pretty bad on the ground, too.
Well, what are we gonna do? Forloth?
Look.
Hell! Stop it! He's... No!
Olaf!
I don't know. Maybe this is... I don't know.
What the...
What?
Are they...
They are.
Where are they going?
Stay tuned for scenes from next week's show right after this message.
Karis made tea.
I'm not thirsty.
You could warm yourself by the fire.
I'm not cold.
Your plan is to stay outside and stare at nothing.
They don't want me inside.
Well, we don't want you out here either. Sorry.
Carcerum, created by Shane Salk and William Holmes. Follow at Carcerum the Series on your favorite social media platform. For a full cast and crew list of Carcerum, please visit our website at carcerumtheseries.com.